The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by Bupa, supporting the health of millions of Australians, because life happens. Find out more at bupa.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Larissa Moore. It's Wednesday the 20th of May. In your Squiz today, positive signs from a vaccine trial in the US, the Nicola Gobbo Lawyer X effect, Southeast Asia's biggest ever synthetic drug bust, and finding the simple life with cottage call. This is your Squiz today. The development of a vaccine against coronavirus remains the key to getting our global world returning to normal. Worldwide, there are more than 80 research teams working on it, and there are about a dozen that are in or near the first stages of human testing. One vaccine trial in the US, created by a company called Moderna, is showing early positive signs, Claire.
It's delivering some good early results. Out of the eight people of 45 to have a test following that trial, they have displayed neutralizing antibodies, and they're at a similar level to people who actually had the virus, and that's a really good thing.
There's still a lot of testing yet to be done, though. Larger trials to see whether this vaccine protects against infection are expected to start in July. While this race for the vaccine is underway, the World Health Organization has approved an impartial, independent, and comprehensive evaluation into COVID-19. That passed last night without objection, Claire.
It's through, so that will kick off. What has been passed is the motion that stipulates that it should start at the earliest appropriate moment. China, of course, yesterday had pushed back against that, saying that the coronavirus crisis should be well and truly over by the time that inquiry kicks off, but it's been waved through. As one of the architects of that inquiry, Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said that we would continue to be a consistent and constructive voice in the international community. China doesn't think that we're being those things. And in fact, its embassy in Canberra yesterday said that we really shouldn't get too full of ourselves, which just further underlines that there are real difficulties in our relationship at the moment.
A quick look at some other coronavirus updates. One of the levers pulled by the government here to keep the economy going during lockdown was providing free childcare for a period of time. That scheme is now set to wrap up at the end of June, Claire.
The federal government has done a review of that, and it says that it's done its job. It's kept the childcare sector alive. It's also costing $131 million a week, so it's an expensive one. And with the economy starting to kick back into gear, Education Minister Dan Tehan says they'll consider whether they'll keep that going or not.
And Qantas is keen to get people back into the air and flying. They've announced new measures to stop the spread of the disease, such as encouraging contactless check-in, more cleaning, and providing in-flight masks. Social distancing through seat blocking isn't one of them, though.
And it's being criticised for that. Its internal medico says that there's low transmission risk on board, so he doesn't believe that that social distancing on board needs to be in place in order for it to be safe to fly. Others disagree.
In a quick look at the numbers, another resident from that aged care facility in Sydney has died, marking Australia's 100th coronavirus death. Our cases also passed the 7,000 mark. Globally, we're at 4.81 million cases and 319,000 deaths. Over to other news now, and Zlate Zedanovsky is a convicted drug trafficker who spent the last 11 years in jail. He was put there in part by evidence from a witness influenced by Lawyer X, lawyer turned police informer Nicola Gobbo. He walked free yesterday and is appealing three of his criminal convictions because of that Lawyer X connection.
Judges in Victoria said that he ought to be let free as he appeals those three criminal convictions because of that tainted role that Nicola Gobbo played. The accusation, of course, is pressuring witness evidence that potentially couldn't be true. So it's a really complicated web, that one, and clearly there's a lot more to come out of that as the Victorian legal system is shaken up by that Royal Commission.
Drugs story on a whole other scale now. Police in Myanmar have seized Southeast Asia's biggest ever haul of synthetic drugs. It's being described as off the charts, and the quantities are pretty staggering.
We're talking about 500 kilograms of crystal meth, 300 kilograms of heroin, all sorts of precursors, just barrels and barrels of it to make these synthetic drugs. You really need to have a look at the picture to get a sense of the scale of it. Of course, there's lots of concern always about drug manufacture in what's called the Golden Triangle, which is where this raid was.
That Golden Triangle covers the borders of Thailand, Laos and Myanmar. Over to India and Bangladesh, and millions are being evacuated ahead of a Category 4 supercyclone that's expected to make landfall later this afternoon. The cyclone itself is bad enough, Claire, but there are thousands on the road trying to get back to their villages as the coronavirus pandemic unfolds.
Yeah, that cyclone has already been clocked as the strongest storm ever recorded in the Bay of Bengal. When you think of all the cyclones that would have gone through there, that's a fairly remarkable thing. It's already clocked winds speeds of 270 kilometres per hour. It's, of course, a very tricky situation with this coronavirus crisis. Not only is there the expectation of social distancing and the use of facilities, but as you say, lots of people in the area because they've left cities to escape lockdowns.
And in one for the wordsmiths, the Australian government is updating its style manual.
It's a style manual that if you're a bureaucrat or if you're anyone who wants to write English good, it's been a bit of a Bible for the last few years. It was last updated in 2002, and of course the English language has just been completely massacred, particularly in the written word since then.
Called the internet, yes.
The internet, social media, all sorts of things. I'm really intrigued as to what they're going to do with emojis, but yeah, the style guide is being revamped. It'll be put online, and its authors say that they're looking forward to contributing to ensuring the highest standards for writing and publishing.
Well, look, someone's got to do it. It'll be approved by multiple agencies, as you would expect, before going live later this year. Wrapping up now, and if you've been hankering for fresh air and the simple life a little more these days, there's a subculture for that. There's always a subculture. Tell us about it, Claire.
It's called cottagecore, and essentially if you're, you know, over your phone pinging, you want to get away from a screen, it's really this sort of young people getting into making bread and pretending like they live in the country in this very simplified life where just flouncing around in prairie dresses is what you do. Ironically, it's an internet subculture, so it's not too far away from the digital world.
Sounds kind of nice, to be honest. But yeah, I find it ironic that, you know, it's all about getting back to nature and all of that, but all filmed in little 15-second increments that you can then pop up on your TikTok channel.
Interesting sentiment nonetheless.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat. What's the subject line today, Claire?
I've ended up on cottagecore, and I've taken the Presidents of the United States song, "Moving to the Country, Gonna Eat a Lot of Peaches."
Wow, that's a throwback.
Sounds quite nice, though.
It does sound quite nice, absolutely. Thanks for tuning in today. If you are new to The Squiz and you're a parent or a teacher, you might like our Squiz Kids podcast. It's a 7-minute wrap of age-appropriate news, and we hear it starting all sorts of great discussions around the breakfast table. You can find it by searching Squiz Kids in your podcasting app, but I will put a link into the episode notes as well. Other than that, have a good day, and we will talk to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.